ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So as soon as the lights are set up, I'll be reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the 10th canto, first chapter, and verse number 4. It's a very long purport. It's about 3.5 pages, so I've decided to do only about half of it. And whoever comes on tomorrow can complete it. And it's a very important subject matter, which Srila Prabhupada spends quite a lot of time on warning us against selecting a guru who may not be in our best interest. So I'll begin chanting the verse from the beginning. Nivritta tasha upagiyamanan mavo sadach trota mano biraman ka uttama shloka gunam nuvadat puman virajeta vina pasugnat nivritta tasher upagiyamanan Bhavo sadach trota mano biramat ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pashugnat Nivritta tashi upagiyamanan Pavo sadach trota mano biramat Ka uttama shloka gunanuvadat Puman virajeta vina pashugnat Please chant. Ladies, please. Tasheu Bagiyamanad Mohosadachruta Mano Biramad Tautama Shloka Gunanu Vadhat Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat Nivritta, released from Tarshai, lust or material activities, Upagiyamanat, which is described or sung, Bhava Asadat, which is the right medicine for the material disease. Shrota, the process of oral reception. Manaha, the subject matter of thought for the mind. Abhiramat, from the pleasing vibrations, from such glorification. Kaha, who? Uttama shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna anuvadat, from describing such activities. Puman, a person, virajeta, can keep himself aloof. Vina, except pashugna, either a butcher or one who is killing his own personal existence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false, temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Please repeat. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self. Purport. In India, it is the practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna either from Bhagavad Gita or from Srimad Bhagavatam in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. Although India is now fallen, when there is a message that someone will speak about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, thousands of people still gather to hear. This verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires, nivritta tarshaya. Everyone within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, is full of material desires for sense enjoyment, and everyone is busy in sense gratification. But when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand, but when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand the value of Krishna Katha, either in the form of Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. Krishna Katha is very simple. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As he himself explains, Mata parataram nanyat kinshid asti dananjaya, which means, O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me, from the Bhagavad Gita 7:7. Simply by understanding this fact, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a liberated person. But especially in this age, because people are interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita from an unscrupulous person who depart from the simple presentation of Bhagavad Gita and distort it for their personal satisfaction, they fail to derive the real benefit. There are big scholars, politicians, philosophers, and scientists who speak on Bhagavad Gita in their own polluted way, and people in general hear from them, being uninterested in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a devotee. A devotee is one who has no other motive for reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam than to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to hear the glories of the Lord from a realized person. Bhagavat paro diya bhagavat stane. Unless one is personally a realized soul in the science of Krishna consciousness, a neophyte should not approach him to hear about the Lord, for this is strictly forbidden by Sanatan Goswami, who quotes from the Padma Purana. Vaishnava mukho girnam putam hari katamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sopochishtam yata paya. One should avoid hearing from a person not situated in Vaishnav behavior. A Vaishnav is nivritta trishna, that is, he has no material purpose, no material desires. But his only purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness. So-called scholars, philosophers, and politicians exploit the importance of Bhagavad Gita by distorting its meaning for their own purposes. In other words, they have an agenda, which is an impure agenda, which is an illicit agenda, which is an agenda which is in opposition to the principles or the laws of the Supreme Lord. And they try to justify this agenda by giving a twist or a turn to the meaning of Bhagavad Gita so that people will accept their illicit, their valueless, their harmful activities and thereby even follow them. Therefore, this verse warns that Krishna Katha should be recited by a person who is nivritta trishna, without material motive. Shukdeva Goswami epitomizes the proper reciter for Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, he represents the proper reciter for Srimad Bhagavatam. And Parikshit Maharaj, who purposefully left his kingdom and family prior to meeting death, epitomizes the person fit to hear it. A qualified reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right medicine, bhavo sadhi, for the conditioned souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to train qualified preachers to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world, so that people in general, in all parts of the world, may take advantage of this movement and thus be relieved of the threefold miseries of material existence. Omagyana timirandasya gananjina shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I opened my off my humble obeisances unto the dust of his lotus feet. So there are many important points being made here, and they need to really be clarified further. So it states that the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, should be heard, you know, from a liberated person, from a pure devotee. So then, if we don't have a pure devotee sitting on this Vyasasan, which is present, which is right now, then what's the point of listening? So Prabhupada says other things in other purports that we need to corroborate with this particular purport. Even if a person is not on the highest pure platform, but he is following these teachings faithfully, implicitly, exactly. And in so doing, he is, in effect, acting as a pure devotee would act. Pure devotee follows regular principles. No illicit sex. No gambling. No intoxication. What's the fourth one? And no meat eating, no fish eating, no chicken eating, no bird eating, none of that. So, so such a person is following these principles, and not only is he following the principles, but he's reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam daily. He's hearing about the Lord, as I just said. He's chanting 16 rounds every day, and he's chanting them with his heart. He's begging for the mercy from Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. He's trying his best to remember Krishna during the practice of his activities, his devotional activities. may be cleaning, he may be cooking, he may be dressing the deities, he may be preaching. Whatever he is doing, he's trying to remember Krishna in such a way that Krishna will express through him and touch the hearts of those to whom he is speaking. So a devotee, although he may not be in the completely fully realized state, doesn't mean that he cannot speak like a realized person, provided he takes complete shelter of the Supreme Lord. I am nothing, I am worthless, I am useless, I am good for nothing, but you, Lord, you are all powerful, you are all great, you are all wonderful, there is nothing you cannot do. You can even speak to a fallen, wretched, worthless, sinful person like me. It's even possible, yes. And in that understanding, and in that prayer, and that dependency, as Krishna says, in all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life. But if you do not work in such consciousness and act through false ego, thinking you're all in all, thinking you're great, 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 thinking you're so wonderful, then you will be lost, Krishna says. So, in that understanding, Srila Prabhupada has often said that a person who preaches in this understanding he's not perfect, but understanding that Krishna is perfect, that Krishna in his perfection can manifest through our voice, he can manifest through our feelings, he can manifest through our thoughts. And if he can do that, then even though he himself may not be realized on the highest platform, but may be realized on a rather lower platform, nonetheless, because he is sincere, because he is serious, because he is purely oriented, and because he is following as he is expected to follow, then Krishna takes up what we call the slack. Krishna says, those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they what? Lack, yes. If Krishna is promising to carry what we lack, then even though here I am sitting here, a non-God-realized soul, he can make up the difference and he can express if he so desires. And if the devotee himself prays and begs and cries out, I can't do it, Lord. I can only pollute them, I can only contaminate them, I can only harm them, but you are pure, you are perfect, you are all glorious, and you can do it right. So please, I beg you, please manifest through me for their benefit so that they can become God realized, even if I'm not. So this is a very important principle. Sometimes we hear these ritviks, they say, well, if a person has insufficient knowledge, then how can he give you the knowledge that will help you become God-realized? I've just explained it. Krishna says, if you depend upon me, Krishna says, those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, I make up what they lack. I make sure that you, sitting here, will get what you're supposed to get. I will manifest it through him. Even if he doesn't know it, I will make him know it. How many times I've read through certain shlokas, certain purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I didn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. I was wondering, how am I going to explain this to someone who's coming here to hear me explain it? I can't understand because I don't fully understand it. What am I going to do, Lord? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can we have another one? Where are we? So, this is called Vaishnava etiquette. Anyway, all I want to mention is that how can that happen? Because Krishna is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's present everywhere. He can enable us to do the impossible, the amazing.
So sometimes I'd be sitting here and I would be having to try to explain something and the answer would come. A flash would come. I would understand it. This is Krishna's mercy. And we should not discount, we should not disregard, we should not have no faith in this mercy of Krishna. He can do the amazing, and he does do the amazing. Of course, we should always be depending upon him. We should be begging him. We should be crying out to him. And when we cry out to him, he hears us. And he wants very much to help us. We're all his children. And if we're his children, every father likes to help his son or daughter. So therefore, he will try to help us and he will make up for what we lack and enable us. So it doesn't mean that one has to be a God-realized soul on the highest platform. Of course, if one is, and we hear from Srila Prabhupada, and we get the purports as he's giving it to us, and if we fully explain it, so far so good, nothing better, nothing higher. But we should always understand that Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual father, is ready to guide us, ready to direct us, ready to orient us so that we get it right, as long as we want to follow him. And this is all important. Not do something on our own. Do something different. Do something special, something unique, something that hasn't been done before. This is a terrible, terrible tendency that, as Prabhupada mentions, you Western boys and girls, you have a wonderful, wonderful talent for changing things. He says you have to change it in order to appear unique, special, individual, great. This is the false ego leading, pushing, badgering us. And we should overcome all this. And we can overcome it by taking shelter of the pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. Begging, please don't let me do something different, something that I have to prove myself to be amazing. Let me just follow what you have done, what you have said. And in so doing, give the proper purport, the proper understanding, the proper direction, the proper guidance. If I can do that, that will be wonderful because I will then be acting in the what? The parampara. Parampara is a disciplic succession. From Srila Prabhupada going back to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gorkhasura Das Babaji, and so on, going back, ultimately Lord Krishna. We want to say what Krishna said. We want to understand it the way Krishna has understood it. We want to convey it the way Krishna has conveyed it, because then everyone who received it in that understanding, in that meaning, will then internalize it, utilize it, and express it and apply it in his or her life in such a way that he will benefit not only himself or herself, but other selves as well. Otherwise, for example, a person, let's just give an example, Bishop Kishen, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, found out that this Bishop Kishen, he was using young women and married women for his own sexual purposes. He declared himself to be Lord Vishnu. So when you associate with me in such a way, I am blessing you, I am benefiting you, I am gracing you. You ought to be glad that I'm having illicit sex with you. This is his mentality. And of course, there are many people who are ignorant and they fell for this. But Bhaktivinoda was not ignorant. Bhaktivinoda came in the line of disciplic succession, which attacks such bogus teachers. And so anyway, the long story short, he brought him to court, and he challenged him. And of course, there were some things where this particular so-called yogi, he cursed Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur got sick, but he had faith in Krishna, that Krishna would win all and win through him. And that exactly would happen. Eventually the person was put into jail. And it was found that much of his mystical power was in his hair. So they cut his hair off, and he was bereft of his bereft of his power. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't have all the illicit activities that he was having before, and so he committed suicide. So much for the false, bogus, worthless. Now, you can't call them yogis, because yogi means one who's connected with God. Such a person is disconnected from God in the sense that his consciousness is disconnected. Actually, we're all connected to God. Even a monkey, even a donkey is connected to God, but he's not connected in consciousness. As the verse says, one who is not connected to the Supreme Lord in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness? How can there be any happiness? How can there be any happiness without peace? So we have to be connected with the Supreme Lord in Krishna consciousness. And this is all that Srila Prabhupada asks us to do. To be connected in Krishna consciousness. That means to remember Krishna as often as possible. Hear about Krishna as often as possible. Srila Rupa Goswami gives the formula as to who is the bogus guru and who is the true guru. A sober person who can control the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, the belly, and the genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So that's one symptom right there. He has his genitals under control. This Bishop Kishen didn't. And anyone who was following the path of a bona fide guru would know that this is a fraud. I can't follow him. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. He refused to follow him, not only refused to follow him, but he took him to task, put him in jail, and ultimately got rid of him. Just like Arjuna. Instead of with arrows, he used his mind, he used his logic, he used his spiritual power in the sense of his bhakti. And Krishna stood behind him all the way and enabled him to succeed. So we should avoid, you know, these types of persons. You'll find people who say, well, I'm God. And I see them right on the T-shirts. I am God. Believe in me. I am God. So such a person says, well, I am God. You don't know you're God, but I know I'm God. I can do what I want to do. I can kill if I want to, without any compunction, without any remorse, without any guilt. I can do whatever I want because I'm God. Such madmen you just walk away from, have nothing to do from. Prabhupada said, I kick on their face. That's what he would say. I kick on their face. So we have nothing to do with such persons. We are the devotees of the Lord. We take shelter of the Lord. We depend upon the Lord. We surrender to the Lord. We sacrifice to the Lord. We submit ourselves to the Lord. I am yours. We prove our love to the Lord by the degree of sacrifice that we're willing to make without the sense of pride or arrogance or vanity. If we're willing to give our bodies, we're giving our mind, we give our intelligence, give the soul to Krishna for his mission, for his purpose. Then we get the mercy of Krishna. We get his grace. We get his kindness. We get his sweetness. And we become more and more Krishna conscious and can lead people truly on the path to the victory, which is pure devotional love for the Supreme Lord now and forever. And ultimately, we go back home, back to Godhead. That's where we have to go. Srila Prabhupada also gave a nectar of instruction, Upadeshamrita. He gave five conditions of what a pure devotee is like. It's in one of the purports. He realizes he's an eternal servant of God. He loses interest in everything except Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's philosophy. He's always thinking of Krishna. He's always thinking of new ways in which to spread Krishna's holy name. And he understands that his only business is to spread the Krishna conscious movement all over the world. This is Prabhupada gave this. Such a person should be accepted as an Uttama Adhikari, and such an Uttama Adhikari should be recognized as a bona fide spiritual master. Now there you are. He gives it in no uncertain terms. The Bhagavatam also gives a nice definition, which at the moment seems to escape my memory. A bona fide spiritual master has realized the meaning of the scriptures and is able to convince others of that same meaning. This is a Bhagavatam definition. So, such a person doesn't invent, he doesn't make up, he doesn't distort, he doesn't twist, just to fulfill his own idiotic, polluted agenda. If we keep this in mind, and we just read Srila Prabhupada's books, especially, before we start reading other books, especially even devotee books, first we should have Srila Prabhupada's books, the basic principles in our head, so that if we see even a devotee may sometimes go off, I've seen this, we should know that this is off. It's, or if it's not off, he's not fully explaining. It may be right, but he's not explaining it, so it comes off as being off. So, the five major books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, those books are our Bible. And if we get those books internalized into our minds, then we will manifest them in our actions. And if we manifest them in our actions, what we present, what we give will be pure, and whoever receives them will receive our purity, even though we may not be pure devotees yet. But Krishna works through us. We depend upon Krishna. We beg Krishna. And if we beg Krishna to work through us, act through us, speak through us, then he does that. And when he does that, whoever receives that is benefited, as it is mentioned here in the purport, and thereby is benefited. Of course, the devotee himself, even though he's not pure devotee, should be begging, please, Krishna, help me to become pure. I know I have failings. I know I have faults. I know I have impurities. And I'm begging you, please help me. And Krishna, hearing the sincere, heartfelt feelings of the heart of the devotee, will give his grace, will give his mercy. And that devotee gradually, slowly, but surely, will become purer and purer and purer until finally he is a pure devotee. And he will not even know that he is a pure devotee because out of humility he doesn't think he's pure. And this is the sign, this is the symptom of a truly pure devotee. He never thinks he's pure. He thinks he's actually beneath others who are not even near him. This is very, that's what we find in Nectar of Instruction. So to summarize, getting back to the translation, glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false, temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. They're not enamored, they're not awed by, wow, look at this, wow, look at that. You know, look at the Empire State Building. Wow, it's 100-something buildings. Look at the 7 wonders of the world. Wow, 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 wow. They're not enamored. They're not intoxicated. They're not impressed. Because when you have Krishna, and you see all that Krishna has done, we read the Krishna book, read the 10th canto, as we're going through it now, and we see the amazing, awesome, miraculous activities of Krishna, what can compare to that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So therefore, those become diminished, reduced, small, infinitesimal. And Krishna is infinite, great, glorious, grand, amazing, awesome. So in that understanding, nothing can impress us outside of Krishna. And all those who are serving Krishna, who are trying to love Krishna, who are trying to share that love with as many persons as they can, who are trying to spread this mercy all over the world so that suffering, misery, miseries of one's own body and mind, miseries from other living entities, miseries from the cataclysms, catastrophes, can all be avoided, can all be reduced, can all be eradicated completely. This is what Srila Prabhupada brought. This is the message of pure devotional love and service. This is the happiness, real happiness, ongoing happiness, not temporary happiness, not momentary happiness, not here today and gone tomorrow, but forever with us because Krishna is manifesting through us. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. All glories to Bhagavad Bhagavatam ki. Are there any questions or comments? Everybody agrees? You got a comment? Yes, Rabindranath. The Uttama Adhikari? Uttama Adhikari is... Uttama Adhikari. Uttama means highest, and Adhikari means authority. So it means that he is like the Mahajans. They are on the pure platform of pure, loving, devotional service. They, in other words, Krishna Prema, that is the highest level, and that is the Uttama Adhikari. As I already mentioned, that even though a person may not be on that platform, he may manifest it by the virtue of Krishna's grace. But of course, that devotee is a sincere devotee. That devotee wants to give only good, pure, sound, loving, true advice to others. Such a person will be given that fulfillment. No? Anyone else? No? All right, everyone excused. Please enjoy your prasadam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.